Every single bank is absolutely the same. That means they're in perfect competition. They need a way for you to walk into the bank. So there's something called the promotional period, where they'll give you 0% interest anywhere from 6 to 18 months. And we're real estate guys. Sometimes we only need the money for 12, 6 months before you refinance. Mm-hmm. So you can get, for example, $150,000 from Chase, $100,000 from KeyBank, and $100,000 from M&T Bank. They don't know about each other. You just got $300,000 unsecured at 0% interest for any business venture you'd like.
Today we have a very special guest, Evan Rugen. This guy has single-handedly got us probably the cheapest capital we ever gotten in our lives. This room, I think about $300,000 and probably another $250,000 on the way. Evan, it's an honor and pleasure to have you on the show. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about who you are and your business?
Yeah, 100%, man. David, thank you for having me. John Libretti. Real life action figure, Eric Panecki. Great to meet all the boys finally in the flesh. Yeah, so, very similar to everyone here, I'm about transactions, getting things done. I'm a real estate developer. I own between 12 million of single family and multifamily homes in the Hudson Valley. And of course, in that game, real estate is very capital intensive. You want access to the cheapest capital possible, right? And I had a scenario where I was expanding my portfolio. I bought a car, paid it 3 years in advance. I live in New York City, okay? And one day my credit dropped 100 points. I had a collection of $250 go because I didn't pay my car insurance. I didn't even know about. Wow. Went to the wrong address. And I have to refinance all these properties and have a 650 FICO. It was before I met John Libretti, the best commercial lender in the game. So he probably could have helped me. But I'm like, okay, I got to figure this out. At a 650, I'm this, big guy on Instagram and around town with a very low FICO. It's embarrassing. It's debilitating. And I think one night it was a late Sunday evening. I'm like, I have to refinance like $6 million worth of properties. I can't do it right now with my FICO. So I think I messaged 10 guys, just typed in hashtag credit, messaged 10 guys. The first one who answered me, I never bought a course before. I throw $2,000 down. I speak to some random dude in Long Island, bought his course, and I learned about credit. And I got that collection off my report that rose my credit 100 points, got my inquiries off my credit. Before I knew, my credit's fine. My credit was terrible. It was heinous. And so I removed the inquiries, moved the credit, removed the collection. And I'm like, wow, this stuff is very, very powerful. What else can I do with this? And so I was taking out bridge loans, 12, 13, 14%. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way to do this. And I realized that banks, every single bank is absolutely the same. Other than the lollipop that you get when you walk in, everything is absolutely the same. That means they're in perfect competition. They need a way for you to walk into the bank. So there's something called the promotional period, where they'll give you 0% interest anywhere from 6 to 18 months. And we're real estate guys. Sometimes we only need the money for 12, 6 months before you refinance. Mm-hmm. So you can get, for example, $150,000 from Chase, $100,000 from KeyBank, and $100,000 from M&T Bank. They don't know about each other. You just got $300,000 unsecured at 0% interest for any business venture you'd like. Like, wow, this is really, really powerful stuff. And I used it for my own portfolio. I got the cash, renovated a property, refinanced, paid all the money back, borrowed $300,000 for free. And then I'm like, I got to, do this. So I built a following around it. And now I help entrepreneurs, anyone with a 720 credit or above, and an LLC. If you don't have an LLC, we can help you buy one. We're getting people very, very easily $100,000 on just a 720 credit that they're applying towards, their real estate fund, anything, e-commerce, trucking, really any capital intensive business or business idea you have, I can get you funded.
Really cool, man. I'm going to pretend like I don't know anything.
That was a lot of information.
I'm going to pretend like I never borrowed money.
Sure.
Just because we've went through the rigmarole of doing it,
right?
Like, you answered a lot of questions, but along the journey of even trusting you to get us money, it took a lot of questions. So I'm going to pretend like I don't know you from a hole in the wall, Evan.
100%.
All right. Well, really cool story. First off, what really amazed me is that you did what we did. Like, you built up a real estate portfolio. You're flipping contracts, you're fixing, flipping properties. What a hard and miserable business, huh?
Tough.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it.
It's really hard.
Bro. I found this new venture, I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm doing something different.
What's freaking awesome is, like we all know, there's the three podcast hosts, we're real estate practitioners. They say that wholesaling is the easiest, quickest way to make money in real estate. But the reality is that the cash conversion cycle is long,
right?
So it takes marketing dollars today to get you a lead that's going to turn into a deal 2.5 to 3 months from now on average, depending on the type of marketing strategy that you're implementing. So for cold calls, for cold call leads, it'll take you 2 months mm-hmm. to get a lead. Then that lead turns into a deal, and on average, it's going to take you 90 days, 96 days to close that and actually get paid. So the cash conversion cycle is freaking 5 months. Mm. You got to wait 5 months from your first dollar spent to start realizing some revenue, right?
And that person that's saying wholesaling is easy is probably selling you a course.
It's selling you a course.
And that's what people don't realize. That so many things are pushed because it's an easy thing to make money off of.
Exactly. And text leads for 6 months, right? Direct mail, a little faster.
Yeah.
PPC, a little bit faster. But this is not a get-rich-quick business. Right. It takes time. It takes money. It takes expertise. The lending front.
Unless you just, like, bump into a guy that just wants to sell his property for, like, super cheap.
And that happens. And that
I guess it happens, yeah, right?
My first wholesale deal I ever did, I only did five, just so you guys know. First wholesale deal I ever did, a friend of a friend brought me a deal. He's like, hey, you're from this area, right? It was an 18-key hotel. It hadn't been operated since 2002. I didn't know what I was doing. I had about as little knowledge as you could have about wholesaling. And I'm like, there's something here. So I got under contract for $775,000. And then I just emailed every single person within 100 miles that owned a hotel.
Wow.
Contacted every single person with a net worth above $1 million. I didn't know what I was doing. And then one guy walks in. He rips a cigarette. We had one showing. He had been looking at this hotel for like 20 years
because
it's been vacant. Yeah. And he's like, what's the asking price? I'm like, $900,000. He's like, great. Let's do it.
Bro, you did not make 200 grand.
I made $125,000.
Wow. On your first deal ever. First deal,
yeah.
Dude, nice. You have the this guy's so lucky.
I put myself in that scenario.
I don't know about lucky.
I wouldn't say luck, yeah.
You know, there was some strategy there. You're right. Let's not discredit him right now.
When you put yourself in that environment and do those steps,
not only that, luck
finds you.
He found everybody that owns a hotel within a 100-mile radius, you said, right? That's you put in legwork.
I'm sorry, bro.
No, you're good. No. I'll take the
balls on you, bro. I was like, he comes up, my hands were sweating. I said, you don't want to shake my hands right now. He goes,
give it to me, bro.
I want to shake your hands right now.
Well, if it's any consolation, his fingernails are blue. So
it's not.
That's true. Yeah. We're both weird.
And let me break that down. Let me break that down because everyone's been coming at me for the nails.
I heard this the other day and I only heard the first half of it.
Yeah. I'll tell the first, the full
before
half.
Before you go.
Yeah.
Am I correct? So like these influencers, like the influencers, they all have like a thing, right? Pineda dyes his hair.
Right.
Or whatever. Like Hermosi has like the
it's a muscle hamster
with the nose.
Yeah.
Like there's you do something thing. To stand out.
There's
right?
an element of that.
Is that?
I'll tell you how it starts. And again, I don't know how this podcast flows. So if you tell me, you know,
however you want it to flow.
Sure. So, about 4 months ago, I think it was 5 months ago now. Very close friend of mine, Chris Trelawney, passed away in a car accident.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And you might know him from Instagram. He was like, do you want a dollar, double it, give it to the next guy? He went $2. He went absolutely viral. I think he has like 1.5 million followers.
Damn.
Yeah, on Instagram. And I remember, man, I'm getting chills talking about this. I remember like probably the third or fourth time I ever hung out with him. He was like, always wearing light blue. I'm like, Chris, I don't know this guy. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, my dad owns a North Carolina Tar Heels store at Chapel Hill. I'm taking it over in a couple months. And he was always wearing light blue, and I always just make fun of him for it. And he was opening his dad's store, I think 2 days before, like reopening it, revamping it. He's an Indian kid taking over his dad's business. I think 2 days before the grand opening, he and his dad passed away in a two-car wreck. His mom was in the back. She fortunately made it. So it started off with that. So it started off with like, I'm not a tattoo guy, but I'm gonna get it for Chris just to like remember him. And now like it's evolved into so many different things. It's like, if I was still in real estate, I would never dare do this. You know how many, you know, lenders or potential LPs would see that and just like laugh me out of the room. But now, you know, I want to be so valuable that I could have hair down to my shoulders. I could be purple, but they're so valuable that they have to deal with me.
Mm.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah. You know? And people are like, oh, I don't, maybe they're homophobic or they don't like it. I'm like, guess what? I have 30 other people trying to work with me right now.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, like, peace out.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And like, that's the whole thing. I never want to be interchangeable.
Mm.
So.
Dude, I love that, man. I'm sorry for your for Chris Shalaney. Rest in peace to him and his father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you know you're honoring him in that way, and I like that you're confident enough in yourself to not give a shit what anyone thinks.
Yeah,
I used to like when we first started the podcast, the reels. I tried to be like the Ryan Pineda, like very professional. I want to go out. And then what I realized is that I was exhausted. I was exhausted in not being me. I'm a cartoon. I'm a cartoonish person. I like being I am who I am.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit degenerate. Eric knows me best, but I don't give a shit.
But you're authentic.
I want to be myself. Yeah. I want to be authentic. I want to be loud. I want to be loving. I want to be, you know, I just want to be who I am all the time. If you don't like me, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It does not matter to me. And like, some people are like, I don't know about this reel. I said, you know what, Larry? Tell that to get off my Instagram because I don't give a... If he's not buying, tell him to get off my Instagram because I just don't care anymore. I'm just going to be authentically me all the time. If they don't like me, they could kiss my yellow ass is what I said. That's it.
and to run on that point, the number one regret that people have on their deathbed is they weren't true to themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest regret. Ooh. And if that's what makes you feel that you're being yourself, do it. Let it rip.
Kiss my round, you little tiny yellow ass, baby. That's who I am.
But I think it helps you stand out too. I think it's. I mean,
all the comments are like
you're serving your friend, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like it's like a win-win. I mean, as long as you're secure with who you are, who gives a shit? But now you're like the blue nail guy. Yeah. Like, but they visit your page and
And I'm 29. You know, when I'm 21, 22, you want to be friends with absolutely everyone.
Right.
I have you guys. I have enough friends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to, like, But,
I love that, bro. Good for
you. Yeah. But,
shake my sweaty hand.
Hell yeah. But, so look, you guys want to run through the, what right. questions you guys have for
All right, so I want to jump into this real quick, just because, so I forget how I first met Evan, and I'm
Sam
pretty
Wiener.
Sure it was Sam Wiener's group, the WhatsApp group. Shout out Sam Wiener.
By the way, the god, the legend. That guy is the best networker I've ever met.
He's the connector.
Yeah.
We always call him the connector.
Yeah. It's insane.
So we should, real quick before you jump.
Sure.
We're actually starting kind of a takeoff of Sam Wiener's, the WhatsApp group, which is awesome. It's going to be Deals and Dollars VIP, guys like us. And it's just going to be like our boys.
Right,
and you go in there, whatever you need, right?
Yeah.
I need a lender for this. I need
like all high value
a car sales guy. I need a guy that can get
me lines.
I need a guy that can do lines of credit, right? Yeah. Like. We're gonna piggyback that from this podcast.
Facts.
Guys like you. So after this, we'll get you. We'll
plug it up. Yeah. Nice.
So just to go back to how we met through Sam Ween. I don't know if I saw something that you put in the group or if somebody reached out to me for some type of funding. And anyway, I connected with Evan and I saw two things. I was like, okay, he does credit repair and he gets people unsecured business lines of credit and unsecured and business credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else who I won't name, I know. Does this, and I had just recently financed a loan for him, and he makes about $2.5 million per month gross doing exactly what Evan does. So the credit repair thing was really what got me, because I think we were working on a deal. I had sent you guys a refi. We were doing something where somebody's credit was shit and it needed to get bumped up. Mm. I've run into a million guys that do what you do, and they all take like $3,000-$5,000 and you don't hear from them ever again.
Ever.
And they do
ever.
Nothing.
Like Lexington Law.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So the first person, I'm trying to remember who the first
I
don't
know
person
who that is then.
First person I introduced you to. First
that was fire.
That was good. Wait, what did I miss?
I don't know. Just keep going.
You dropped the bar. I'm sorry. You dropped the bar.
Go ahead. Anyway, first person I hooked you up with, you fixed their credit in like you got like 20 inquiries and moved in like a week. It bumped their score. We closed the loan. So I was like, holy shit. This is really helpful and it works. So I started telling people about it and then it became very interchangeable and applicable to anything. I think I could speak for you guys, definitely you, like very applicable to everybody that we were speaking to, right? I was sending Eric loans, passing deals back and forth and guy was like, look, I'm buying this four family. I'm $50,000 short. let me go refinance this other property I have. And I said, well, hold on a second. That's going to take 30 days. Time kills deals. It's going to fall apart. Why don't you just call my buddy Evan, get a line of credit from him, unsecured line of credit in 3 days and get 50 grand, or get a business credit card, liquidate the business credit card.
Right.
Boom, you're done.
Yo, exactly. You know what's wild, Johnny?
Sorry to cut you off. I had a 788 FICO. Guess where I'm at now? 802, baby. 801. I'm rolling in big dick energy now. 800, baby.
And that was after what?
Talk to me.
And that was after what?
They came off.
They came off.
Oh, that's good. That's true. That's real right there.
But it's legit because same for me.
Yeah.
You jumped me 60 points.
Zero hard inquiries. But let me explain that.
You jumped. Let me finish. Yeah. So you jumped Eric 60 points. My point is, and what I kind of want to get into is that this is so applicable to anybody that I've spoken to, right? Whether you're trying to fund a fix and flip and you don't want 12% bridge money, whether you're trying to start your car detailing business, literally anything on the planet, this is applicable for. So to anybody who's listening, if you've been waiting for the right time to either save up the money to do your first fix and flip or start that business you've been wanting to start, stop waiting, take advantage of this, and you could do it by next week. It's a no-brainer. And yeah. I really mean that because I've sent you probably – I've made
a lot.
You've sent me over $50,000 in the last 2 months from referrals.
Yeah.
So you can think about how many people that we've helped and how much the dollar amount that we have gotten people funded.
Wow. Through you, I think it's $5 million unsecured.
Wow.
And I'm talking like, I didn't really, I'm just like, I'm not trying to send them people. This is just day to day conversations of Eric and I and Dave, like doing deals, just doing what we normally do. I mean, Clint. You know, it's applicable to anybody.
Right. Yeah, and I would just
$5 million funded through you, bro.
Yeah,
and that wasn't even
you weren't even trying.
No. It literally just is applicable to anybody and everything, no matter what career path you're in or what business you're trying to start. You can, you know,
and you need this access to capital. Yeah. If you're not taking advantage of, you're putting your business at a sharp disadvantage. It's 0% money. Go ahead.
And I think 0%. Kind of like the proof is in the pudding because John's telling me, he's like, yeah, this guy Evan does you know, these unsecured lines. I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. And like, you know, I'm not quick to make referrals because in this business, all you have is your name, right?
Yeah.
And so we get, you know, a constant stream of borrowers every day. Probably every single one of these guys could use an extra 100 grand for free.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who's not, right? So.
And if you can't flip that $300,000, I can't help you.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
And so, it's not even 100 grand either, not to cut you off, right? Yeah. Like Evan said, you could go to M&T Bank, Chase, Bank of America, and TD Bank at 150K from each of them, and none of them will know about it. Now you have 600,000 at 0%. Where else are you getting that? Yeah. It doesn't exist. You can't.
Don't get it.
And it's all on the business side, too. And for my real estate guys, it's the same way as if you get a real estate loan on your LLC, it doesn't show up in your personal credit. So I don't want you guys thinking it will mess up your guys' debt to income. It's all on the business side.
That was my first question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
congrats on the 800, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Still catching your breath.
I feel so Asian.
Your forefathers would be proud.
I feel so.
Just because I brought this up before.
Sure.
A good friend of mine, who you know, who again I said I helped him with. I got him a loan. Actually, I financed the yacht that he bought.
Right.
And he's in the exact same business as you are.
Right.
And he's literally doing $25 million a year. So when he's doing almost $30 million a year. When I saw that, and I started sending you people, and they were closing. We were transacting. We were actually getting paid. It was working. I was like, holy shit. Not only do I like Evan and consider him a very good friend, but this is super scalable.
Yeah.
Like, I saw what this kid was doing, and I never understood it until I started working with you.
Right.
And he told me very simply, this one guy, he said, listen, I get about 200 people, and I might be giving away his sauce with this, but hopefully not. He's like, look, I get 200 people funded per month, and we charge between $7,500 and $15,000.
Right.
You know, total fee per person, right? Sure. 200 people, 10,000 a person, that's $2 million a month.
Correct.
It's not rocket science. Mm. So my question to you is, you know, we heard how you got started with it, right? Like, what are the, and I think I know the answer to this question, but what are the bottlenecks that you're facing right now and the kind of hurdles that you think you need to get through in order to reach like that capacity?
Ooh. Sure. Yeah, no, it's a great question. And all of you guys, I think, you know, speaking with you guys has helped a lot because I really enjoy meeting people who show me what's possible. Like, that's a lot of the thing. It's just the mentality. Like, you meet someone else, and I'm not, like, sometimes, like, you guys are all very impressive. Sometimes I meet someone, I'm like, that guy's doing it? Okay, but let's ride. And the other half is like, okay, like this guy is showing me, and I'm like, okay, I have the mentality, I can do it. So it's really, there's four things, okay? And Robin, that you can't see on video, he's sort of behind the scenes there. He's going to be a big part of it. But there's really four people: advertising and marketing, setting, closing. My bad. They're advertising and marketing, setting, closing, and fulfillment.
Yep.
Okay? Those are the four things. I'm going to say it one more time so for the clip. Advertising, marketing, setting, closing, and fulfillment. Okay? And I wake up every single morning and I rank it. I'm like, okay, where's advertising and marketing at? Where's fulfillment at? Where's setting? Where's closing at? And, you know, as you guys know, scaling a business, I mean, right now our revenue looks like a hockey stick. So I'm trying to scale and grow.
Can you quickly break down those four steps in like one or two sentences each for our listeners?
Oh, like the four steps that you need for any?
No, like
I mean, it's really any business, but
this could be applied for any business. Absolutely. So marketing, advertising, leads cures all. If you have people calling your phone, you know, everything else doesn't need to be great. Maybe your CRM sucks. Your salesperson sucks. Your setter's drunk. But if you have enough leads, you can make it work. So that's just people. Just
did you
just
describe our company? I think you did.
And here's another little thing. I didn't go to college, but one thing that helps me remember that marketing and branding, because people confuse it all the time. People like, fundamentally mess up what. I actually want to hear you. What is your definition of marketing and branding?
So marketing for me is driving clients that will buy your product through the door. In the form of a lead, they either enter your CRM right. through an inbound or an outbound. So outbound lead would be someone you reach out to, they say yes,
right.
I want to buy your product. Or an inbound lead is someone that fills out a form or gets a direct mail piece and reaches out to you and says, hey, I want to buy your product.
Right.
The two of them have drastically different.
What's branding?
So branding would be it's very hard to quantify, but it is the conversion rate at which those marketing channels start to improve, right?
I'm actually really impressed. That was really good. That was fire. So I'll tell you what marketing is you swiping on Hinge.
Yeah.
And branding is them saying yes.
Yes. Exactly.
So marketing is asking the girl out, brand or whatever you're into.
Dude,
and branding is them saying yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say lead gen and then like the ability to convert leads.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I had no idea what branding was until Eric's always been thinking like 5 years ahead of me. Is what I'm starting to realize 5 years into the business. Like, I was like, website? Kiss my ass, Eric, with the website. The Google reviews. He's like, dude, it's important, bro. Yeah. The Google reviews are important. I'm like, dog, just get the deals and let's move on. Let's shake and bake, baby. And Eric's like, no, we got to build a brand. And now, dude, like, I went to my local pizzeria to get a chicken cutlet today.
And one singular.
That's so unlikely.
One chicken cutlet.
One chicken cutlet.
One chicken cutlet. All right, I got the bacon.
The sandwich.
I got the bacon. I got a bunch of stuff. All right, leave me alone. All right. Anyway, I'm sweating like a fat Chinaman over here. You guys are cooking.
Beautiful, dude.
And then
beautiful.
Anyway, the guy comes up to me. He goes, "Bro, your Instagram is so funny." The owner of Ferrazzoli's. I'm like, oh my god, this guy usually never gives me a time of day.
Yeah.
He comes up to me. He's shaking my hand. He's like, "Yo, let me get your number. I'll text you." He goes. I'm like, oh, wow, this is what branding does, yeah. Right? I'm at my gym kickboxing, beating the crap out of 15-year-olds at Tiger Shulman. This one 18-year-old comes up to me, he goes, "Bro, I heard you're in real estate. I've been checking out your Instagram." He comes to work for us. Now his dad's our contractor, does all of our work, right? Like, branding converts every opportunity, whether you're at the gym, the pizzeria, you're getting a haircut. It's just... your life starts to convert into deals and dollars and employees, and it just has such a powerful impact that just it's hard to quantify until you're 3 years into it.
Right.
Like, you're committed to making it work.
And we're still so early in the creator economy, which I don't think anyone realizes. Like, the compensation for creators hasn't caught up yet, and our value is only going to go up. And again, I'm micro. I have, like, you know my numbers, but it's like, even that, man, there is so many people actually watching what we do.
It's crazy.
It's wild. But to break down the rest of your question, so advertising and marketing is just letting people know about your product, screaming from the mountaintops. This is what we do. Setting is more, and again, I'm still learning this stuff as well. But setting is like, okay, let's say someone books an appointment, or there's someone in your DMs. Maybe you run an ad. That's the setter. Is messaging. Is liking their pages. Is engaging with that person. It's like, just because someone maybe someone likes your your photo, they're the ones that sort of massaging them and getting them over the finish line to book the appointment. The closer is the one. And think about it's almost like a 4x1, in track. It's like the advertising.
You just passes it on to the
setter. Pass it on to the closer. The closer is the sales guy. It's the guy getting them over the finish line, having them transact. And then after they transact, passing the baton to the fulfillment guy to make sure that they're actually getting what they just purchased.
Mm-hmm. And I want to jump back something. This just randomly came into my head. You said there's so many people that you don't even think like that are actually watching us. Somebody said, and I don't remember who it was. I'm really trying to think who it was, but somebody said something to me once and they said, you inspire so many people that pretend to not even see you. And I don't know, for whatever reason, that sticks with me. And I kind of just keep that in the back of my head with like anything that I do.
Yeah.
Just a random side thought.
Fame is the best business model, man. My equivalency to that is I was snowboarding in Whistler, Canada, which is in British Columbia, which is about 5 hours north of Seattle in Canada, way on the other side of the world, other side of the United States and in Canada, if that's even Canada. And I was on the chairlift and, you know, I smoked a joint, so I don't really smoke much. And after that, I didn't really want to talk to anybody. I'm on the chairlift and I'm on the gondola, I think. There's eight people on there and I take my helmet off. And the guy's like, hey, like, you're from TikTok.
No way.
And I just put the helmet back on.
No way. High as fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you right
now. I want this Marant right now.
Yeah. It's like the one place in the world. So, yeah, man.
But that's sick, though. You're all the way out there. Like, that's like a pat yourself on the back moment. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Same thing with you being getting your singular chicken cutlet. Like, that's sick. That's when you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, what I'm doing is actually working. Like, it's, you know,
I feel like a celebrity.
I'm surprised he didn't give you two chicken cutlets.
You know,
You have to own that. You are a celebrity.
I feel like a little celebrity. Josh, if there's any way that I could pay you back with hugs and kisses. He says, dollar signs only! He said, dollar signs
I don't know, you seem to be handing Rolexes out in the
Well, that's what I saw on social media. Seriously. Listen. Yeah, I saw the green Rolex.
Don't believe everything you believe on social media.
Yeah.
The Hulk. Let's just keep that on the, you know, whatever.
Who owns that watch right now? The world needs to know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like,
Josh, do I deliver? Next question. This one's getting... All right, you know what? This is the truth. If the full video I gave... It was Bobbin's idea. He said... Bobbin said, you know what would go viral on TikTok? Because if you gave me your Hulk. I said, that's a great idea, Bobbin. And then I played it all out. And at the end of that video, I said, give me that shit back.
Do you have that part on video?
Yeah, I do.
You got to post that part.
That would probably go viral.
What happened to my Rolex?
No, that would go viral. Yeah.
All right, 100%. Good. We're going to rip that one.
So what other questions do you guys have about funding, credit? All right,
so I'm going to pretend like an idiot for the next 10 minutes.
Sure.
All right, so John Libretti just introduced me to you and said, hey.
You should get unsecured line of credit.
You should get an unsecured line of credit. This guy just got me $100,000.
Yep.
So I get looped up with you. You give me your background. I go, oh, this guy's awesome. So I go, all right. So is this going to affect is this going to show up on my credit score because I'm looking to buy my mom a house this year?
Great question, man. So everything we do is on the business side. Mm-hmm. So there's two different things. There's your personal credit and there's your business credit. Yep. So everything we're getting for you is on the business side. So it's not going to affect your debt to income. And so what that means is, let's say we go forward with the process and we get you $100,000 and you get a hard inquiry. People are so sensitive. Oh, I don't want any inquiries. I don't want any inquiries. Well, because that inquiry is on the personal side and your funding is on the business side, they do not correlate. So any customer, any person we get funding for, we remove the inquiry immediately after.
Oh, perfect.
So I'll go through like some common mistakes, common misconceptions. And I'll tell you straight up, that's why I can say so freely where we get the funding from. We get funding from Chase, TD Bank, Truist, M&T, any of these sleepy banks. And I can say that so confidently because we've had so many people that are like, oh, you know, because of course we charge a fee for our services. They'll go in directly and they'll say the wrong things. They'll have the wrong industry, the wrong LLC. Their name is spelled wrong. They have too many inquiries. There's about 100 different things that you can say or that can be on your file that can lead to an automatic denial. And they come back to us and they're like, hey, like, I only got a $4,000 limit. I'm like, well, now I can't help you because that is on your file forever with that bank. And they know your story. So like, you screwed yourself.
Right.
So there's so many different things that that are on your file that can lead to a denial. And what we do is we go through your file, we remove any previous addresses, any inquiries, any misspellings of your name. We can, you know, increase your credit score, remove your inquiries. There's so many different things that we go through, and that takes about a week. And then after that, you're ready for funding and you're ready to walk into that bank. Because again, on the topic of Hinge and swiping right, that's your first impression.
Yeah,
that's your first impression is with that bank, and you only make one first impression in life. So you have to make sure you come correct.
Gotcha. All right. So it does not affect my ability to go out and get a personal loan
and buy a car or buy a house.
Absolutely not.
It doesn't show up on my personal credit score.
It doesn't show up on your credit score. Okay. No. Nope.
Now,
and even if we don't get you a dollar, we leave your credit in a better condition than how we found it. Okay. As you guys have seen.
So let's just say, I know utilization has a huge impact on credit scores, right? Yep. So on my Chase and my whatever, my Chase accounts, I have, probably have about $150,000 I could use.
Right.
If I exceed, I think, 10 or 15%, which I never do, it starts to impact my personal credit.
Correct.
Because it doesn't show up on my personal credit, it doesn't. It shouldn't impact me. I could fully utilize the $100,000 that you give you get me.
So let me answer that. So one, business credit, it does not show up on the personal side, and also the utilization does not report. So if I give you $100,000 Chase card, you want to buy a rental, you max it out and you use $99,000, it doesn't negatively affect you. Whereas on the personal side, if you get $99,000 on a credit card, your credit score is going to be in the 500s before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect. And that's the biggest, even like so many people, our job is just converting all of their debts from the personal side to the business side. I'm like, yo, you have a business. We have this guy, their business, they transport bodily fluids. They transport blood, urine, all that stuff. Very profitable. And all of their debts was on the personal side. So I'm like, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pay down the personal side and just convert everything to the business side so you're doing it correctly. Because if you're not doing that, there can be like a big issue with your taxes as well.
Okay.
So a lot of our job is just converting the debt to the correct spot.
Got it.
Yep.
So I have an employee.
Yep. Good.
That has $25,000 of credit card debt.
Sure.
And he's paying 18% on his Amex, and he's paying like 20-something percent on another card, right?
Right, right.
I was like, you know what? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, yep. What would you recommend to that guy? Like,
yeah, and that's dude, that's really where we come in. Because there's people that are trapped exactly like that, man. They've never missed a payment in their life. They have great age. They, you know, their file's perfect other than the personal utilization. So we actually bring in private lenders that will come in and liquidate that personal side. Their credit score shoots up to the 800. We get them 0% interest business funding. They pay off that lender. They have that bridge debt for, you know, 2-3 months. They've consolidated the personal side. They're out of the 18% and they're converted to 0%.
Okay,
yep.
And they're converted to 0%. So right. You could save them a significant amount of money.
Yeah, and again, that's just not any guy off the street. Like we have, you know, these are all private institutions, private venture capital backed firms.
Really?
That will go in, that will pay down your personal utilization, bridge loan between 1 and 4 months, pay it off, and then convert it to the business side.
So walk me through how that would look for him. Like he's got 25 grand. He's going to get a bridge debt from a VC firm or a private equity firm.
Right.
How much, what is the VC PE firm going to charge?
It's expensive. It's 25-30%. But think about it. They're loaning that money to someone with a 650 FICO. Okay. So they pay that, you know, 25-30% for 2 months. They pay off the 18% and then they're converted to zero.
Got it. They're converted to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So walk me through what it looks like for, like, is it a 3 month process for him to get to?
I can get him funding in a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Even all with right, a 650, so 640 FICO.
He will.
And, okay. that's a new thing. A lot of these venture firms are popping up.
I'll fund him the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He won't need a VC firm.
You're the VC.
I'll VC him for 20%. I'm just kidding. No, I'll get it.
There's a little truth behind every JK.
No, I'll front him for zero. But okay. Well, all right, cool. So we got to get him set up.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, 100%, cool. Man. And again, like before we do that, we would just make sure that there's no other issues with his credit.
Yeah.
You know, we would make sure he's never missed a payment. We would make sure his LLC is set up. And if you don't have an LLC, I wouldn't necessarily form one. I would buy an aged one. I would buy an aged Wyoming LLC because you have, I could never say this word, amenity, which means you're private. No one can find out who's behind the LLC. Mm. And it's a lot easier to get...
Like anonymous.
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Yeah. Josh said anonymity.
The English major said yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You're an English major?
Oh, yes. Yes. Quite.
Good job.
No.
That's definitely
Josh. I'm the
that's
furthest. Josh. Definitely I'm Asian. Okay. Math is my skill set.
Word. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's definitely a little advice I'd get. If you're thinking about forming an LLC for whatever business you have, also, it doesn't matter the name of your LLC. How many LLCs do you have?
Too many.
We have a sheet.
Yeah.
I think it is at like 92.
100. Yeah.
It's so it's kind of gross.
That's but the biggest thing. They're like,
it's a big problem now because the Corporate Transparency Act is now requiring you to file any, like anyone that has interest, anyone has 25% or greater, you need to report on it. Otherwise, there's these egregious fines.
Mm.
So like it's becoming,
Like you, yeah, it won't be anonymous.
Talk about that a little bit. Talk about that.
It won't be anonymous.
Talk about this new law.
Yeah.
What is the corporate you know more than I do.
Yeah. Oh.
I think you know more than I do. But basically it's to keep people from hiding behind the LLC, like the corporate
like on,
shield.
On side agreement sort of or on the main operating agreement.
On the main operating agreement, if you're a principal, I think it's over 25%, you must report that you're principal owner and right. Then you can, I think there'll be like a corporate registry and you can see all the owners who own more than 25% of any given LLC.
But not under 25%.
So the way that it would used to
correct me if I'm wrong, you might know better than I do.
I honestly let our CSO just handle it. Yep. But the way that it used to work was that you could have one person, one of the owners of the entity, be registered with the national federal forum. Like, get your EIN, and basically everyone else could kind of be hidden under, like, the operating agreement. And so you could have multiple owners that don't have to show their name in the certificate of formation. So any government regulation or anyone investigating that entity would never know that Eric Panecki was a part owner in this company, right? Mm-hmm. But now with the Corporate Transparency Act, it's requiring that anyone with a vested interest over 25% or has voting shares on how decisions are made now needs to be reported.
Right.
And so, like, and like, if you don't report it, you're subject to very, very, very expensive fines. It's not like $25. It's like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And if you have 90-plus entities, it becomes a tremendous burden to fix. And so, yeah, I mean, we probably spent a good chunk of like 70 hours combined just cleaning up our entities in preparation for this law to go into effect.
So basically, I mean, if anybody cares, what we're doing is we just hired a registered agent company that handles all this.
They clean it all up for
you. They'll do all your annual reporting. They
like LegalZoom or something?
No, there's companies that they're just registered agent companies.
Yep.
And they handle annual reporting. They'll handle Corporate Transparency Act. They'll handle all, make sure so we don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think that costs us like $300 a year per entity.
It's not bad. Word. But Libretti, what's on your mind, baby girl?
I don't know. I'm just taking this all in. This is good.
Yeah, it's like a fireside chat, man.
AF1. This is great.
Post it up. Yeah.
It's just, you know, there's a lot of scale here. It's all very interchangeable.
This will be interesting in like 20 years to see this room, like where everyone, it's going to be wild.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You think?
Yeah,
that's
true.
What I'm thinking.
There's
that's
like
that's a great mindset, by the way. I agree with that.
It might be partly because it's like the, I don't know what you call it, but like, you know, when you like look for red cars, you only see red cars.
Sure.
Right.
Law of attraction.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. Like, you notice that. I think there's a word for it. Maybe you guys know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, and I can't think of the name.
Like, if you look for opportunity, you always find opportunity. If you look for the negative, you always find the negative.
Sure. I just saw the reel on that.
Yes. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking
about. If I paid you $100. For every red car, if I asked you, how many red cars did you see on the drive here to Newark? You'll probably say, I don't know. If I said to you, come back, drive here tomorrow, I'll give you $100 for every red car that you see. You better bet your ass you're not going to miss a single one.
Right.
It's the same thing for opportunity.
Or like if you buy a truck, right, and you just bought a truck, you're like, holy shit, look at all these trucks on the road, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, my point is like I never really realized, or I really never saw anybody doing this business, unsecured business lines.
Yep.
And then you know, John started pushing you deals. Dave is now, and we're gonna start doing a bunch together.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Is this like just a new wave of things, or am I just now seeing it?
I think it's a blend for sure. I think also you know Facebook is listening to us right now, and now that you're talking to me, those ads are popping up. But at the same time, with interest rates where they're at, people want the cheapest capital possible.
Mm.
And this, as you saw, have seen like mortgage assumption and seller finance really start to blow up. People just want cheap capital.
That makes sense.
To be honest with you, I wish I knew about this or knew more about it and was as involved with it as I am now, like 6 to 8 months ago, 6 to 12 months ago when rates were super high.
Right.
Like this would have came fucking handy for me and probably you guys and a lot of people.
And it's, you know, I'd always been a real estate guy, and this is one of my, you know, this is my first true online venture, and I've just realized like we're selling oxygen for a lot of people. Like it's the most precious commodity. It's the most closest interchangeable thing for time. You know,
you're selling like the best oxygen that costs no money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my next question is, how do I turn it into cash?
Yeah, so there's a number of different ways you can do that. You know, you can do it like by billing yourself. There's merchant companies that you can just have them do it for you, and they charge you a small fee. So there's a lot of our guys just get the credit cards, convert it into cash, and use it for closings.
Right. Yeah.
But then there's also people that want the lines of credit where they're only paying interest when they're using that money.
Right.
So it really varies.
I mean, you got me a business credit card, and I just swiped it through the Square account for Lux Miami.
Yeah.
They charge you like what, 2.5%?
The standard
2.3%. Yeah. Because it was a Visa or whatever, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, what are the cash on cash returns for these luxury cars? I'm hearing ridiculous things, Johnny.
So like, I can't believe you didn't. I'm happy you brought that up actually. So I introduced Clint to Evan. And I'm gonna bring it back to, because you said the name of the LLC does not actually matter.
The name of the LLC does matter. You just don't want anything restrictive in it.
Got it.
Yep.
So the problem. So Clint, for anybody that doesn't know, is one of my business partners. He owns a luxury exotic rental company and concierge company in Miami.
Sure.
He was going to buy a Urus, a Lamborghini truck. And because he always bought everything in cash over the years, which is great, until you go and try to get a $150,000 auto loan, exotic auto loan, and they see that you don't have any prior similar trade lines to show you've paid it on time in full, blah, blah, blah. Because in that world, in the car financing world, the name of the company, the LLC that was going to, you know, own the whole title to the car.
Sure.
When they looked that up, it just tied back to like exotic car rentals, and that was like a big red flag.
Right.
And I think when I took you up with Clint,
yeah,
and we tried working on something, I think something similar was like a problem, but I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you bring up another point too, is that having comparable credit. It's another service we offer, is that we can add primary accounts and authorized users.
Like old trade lines.
Yeah, like old trade lines onto your account, so you
That's
have
crazy.
Comparable
Can you really?
Credit.
Dude,
yeah,
for
yeah,
cheap, yeah. for $300, yeah. bucks, you can add a 20-year-old $50,000 Wells Fargo credit card.
For example, if you have a closing,
what?
If you
yeah, but it takes how long to report? A month?
It depends on your reporting cycle. If you get it and your card happens to report in a week, it'll be on there in a week. So, for example, if you have a client that needs to get up your score like 20, 30 points, we can throw on there for like 2-3 months. You know, like $10,000.
You pay monthly.
You just pay one time. Huh. It's for this. It's like a short-term fix. Let's say someone needs a loan from
you. For what's his name that we're trying to do the loan with, and he was going to add a trade line, $300 one time. It's a quick jump.
That's insane. That really jumps you up.
Yeah,
I had a buddy do it.
I'll tell you what it is that when you get that trade line and it's not utilized as well, your utilization goes down, your age goes up, and so that's another big thing. The arithmetic behind your credit score, it's 35, 30, 15, 10, 10. Sounds like a lawyer's like number, but 35% is have you made your on time payments, payment history, collections, bankruptcies, all that stuff. 30% is utilization. So if you're above,
huge one,
yeah, it's huge, huge. And people like, you know, it's like again 30% of your credit.
Let me ask you this, because I think this is a farce, but everybody, I always heard like, oh, you got to use it a little bit, like you want to be like 10% utilization,
like really the perfect number if you're around utilization is like 6.
But really? I've heard really? Yeah. Maybe this
but mine,
is
mine goes down. If I go up, I'm always at 0.
Right.
But as soon as I go to like 3%, my score goes down.
I'd have to see your file.
Yeah.
I'd have to see your file, yeah.
So that brings me back to something, because I was on the phone. I put you on the phone with somebody. I forget who it was. And you told them, don't pay X down completely.
Correct. Don't pay down. You don't want to be at 0. You
what was
but
that
if I'm
for,
usually
though,
at 0.
Is that a credit card or is that like an auto?
That's a credit
lease,
card because if we're going to get them funding, if we're going to get them a $50,000 card, the banker is going to look at their file and be like, all right, you're not using your credit card. Why do you need another one?
Got it. So if I was trying to get a $50,000 credit card from you and I have a $30,000 one and it's at like $3,000 or $4,000, at least there's some usage.
There's something there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also you don't want your cards to close. If you don't use them, they'll eventually close. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so 35-30.
30% is utilization. Again, and I'll tell you how we can help you. Let's be proactive here. So 35% is have you made all your on-time payments? I don't do credit repair. But I have an affiliate that does the credit repair for all of our clients. So if you have late payments, collections, derogatories, I have someone who can fix that. Utilization, that's 30%. If you have high utilization, I have a lender that can pay this stuff down on the short term so then we can refinance it into business credit. 15 is age. If you have low age, there's things that we can add onto your file that are authorized users that increase your age. Or for example, I've lived in my apartment in Manhattan for 7 years, rent stabilized. I added that onto my report by two different lenders. So I have two different people reporting my 7-year age of $2,000 a month, never missed a payment. So I got the age as well as...
They're reporting that rent as it, and it's coming up as if it's a loan.
Yeah, right. And it shows up as 0%, so it doesn't throw off the debt to income. So that's age, 15. 10, nice push. 10 is...
That's the value of the headphones.
my bad. I forgot I'm wearing these things.
I'm ripping.
10% is diversity. So they want to see that you've serviced a lot of debts. You've paid for your car, you paid for your credit card, you paid for your mortgage, you paid for your loan. And then the last 10% is inquiries. As you guys have all seen, you guys are active business people. You're buying things, you're buying cars, houses, whatever. You're checking your rates. Every time you do that, you get an inquiry. If you're more than three, you're deemed high risk to lenders.
What's the secret to a great FICO score?
Yeah, great credit score. So absolutely, man. So to get an 850, there's a few different factors. It's pretty much 35, 30, 15, 10, 10. So 35% is, have you ever missed a payment? You want to keep that at 100%. 30%, utilization. How much debt have you used of the available credit that you have? 15%, age. How old is your credit file? The last two 10%, 10% is diversity. Have you serviced a lot of different debts? Cars, mortgages, credit cards, personal loans. And the last 10% is credit inquiries. You want to have less than three. If you have more than three, you're deemed as a high-risk lender to all banks.
Wow.
Yep. Here's a crazy stat. For every 10 points, your credit score is higher. On average, you pay an extra $30,000 in interest over the course of your mortgage.
Wait, wow. Repeat that one more time?
Yeah. For every 10 points your credit score is lower, on average, you pay a total of $30,000 in interest on your mortgage. So let's say you have a 790, you bump it up to an 800 and you apply, you just save $30,000 in interest.
Damn. Over the life of the loan.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
800,
that's an expensive 10 points.
Yeah. And that's how they keep you poor. That's why I do this stuff. It's like financial literacy is the greatest hack. If you don't have your credit score optimized, you're living your life in financial hard mode.
I really didn't know that you could add, like, the age of credit one was always one, like, you could call a friend, right? Like,
yeah.
Or you got an old friend like us. We have him here who's old.
He is old. I fixed his credit.
Sorry, man.
It was just inquiries.
It was just inquiries.
Inquiries blow you up, man.
Yeah. But he's got a 20-year-old credit card that he has. Yeah. And I'm like, he added me to that baby. It jumped me like 30 points.
Bro, damn.
Yeah. Devin DiMartini, who was born in 1997, has a card in his file from 1979.
Yeah.
He has a parents like a 45-year-old.
Wow. You want to laugh super hard too? Yeah. Devin DiMartini is a kid that I went to high school with that was doing fix and flip. He was a GC. Great kid. Calls me one day. Yo, I saw where you posted. Can you introduce me to your friend Evan Rugen? I did. Boom. They were working together. The next week, Devin's working for Evan.
Wow.
He's getting added to every group chat I'm in. Okay. That's amazing. And today, that was who you were on the Zoom with.
That's your boy.
Yeah.
Dude, today he's flying in from Florida on a business meeting for us, meeting with a very similar group to yourselves, funding their entire division in Florida. This guy Andy buys houses. He helps people build houses from the ground up, and they need funding.
Yeah. I look at Devin's Instagram. He's rolling around in a Rolls Royce Wraith with Florida. Looking at houses. I was like, oh, shit.
And he's going to be here in about 30 minutes.
Awesome. That's wild.
Yeah. What's up? 5 minutes. Perfect. Awesome. That's insane.
So, okay. All right. Yeah. So look, I want to end this on a banger because I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. Peanut butter and jealous.
My boy Willie's making ridiculous returns working with you and working with Lux Miami.
Yeah.
What the hell did you guys do without inviting me?
Dude, I mean, Willie, Mahir's buddy, Willie?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
I don't even know Willie.
I like making money, too.
I don't think you even spoke with Willie.
I've never spoken. I don't know Willie.
No, Willie. So what Willie does is Willie was able to somehow obtain what Evan can offer without Evan. That Evan exists. Yeah. So Willie did that.
Willie's a sharp little tool.
I'll tell you exactly what Willie did. Willie went out. Let's say he got $100,000.
Silly Willie. Quarter milli Willie. He's probably like a milli Willie now.
Willie was.
I'm going to break it down for you, though. So Willie, what he did was he went and got a $100,000 line of credit or a business credit card. I think he got a credit card and he liquidated it. So now he's got $100,000 at 0% for 18 months. Of that 100 grand, he took 60,000. I think 65,000, about one third of the price of a Lamborghini truck. He went and he bought that Lamborghini truck, put out 65K. His payments, I think, like $2,300 a month, right? That car is probably bringing in somewhere between $8,000 to $12,000 a month, okay? So now you're paying, let's round it up, say $3,000 a month is your payment. Now you're probably netting, I don't know, anywhere from five to eight grand a month, right? In 12 months or 6 to 12 months, you now have your cash back in your pocket, your $65K you outlaid, right? So your cash on cash return is 100%. Probably, it's 100% for the year. And now, you know, that's it. You didn't pay any interest on that.
He owns a Lambo for free.
It wasn't your money, and it's making you a couple grand every
month. I want a Lamborghini. Yeah.
So let me give a very practical.
Why can't we do this Lamborghini thing?
We can.
Why didn't we do this Lamborghini thing?
We can.
What do you think? Because every other podcast leading up to this has been shiny object syndrome.
Yeah, I was going
to
say shiny object.
But this seems like
joy.
A very passive endeavor.
Oh. It is. You're not going to get rich. Certainly not passive.
It's definitely not passive.
And by the way, Willie has a website, and he does slingshots, and he does car rentals.
Business, dude.
Let me tell you something though. Dave,
you haven't seen his website.
Willie's got a slingshot website.
Dave, this is something that I think.
All right, this is a horrible idea. Dave, bad business move.
I think this is something that you're missing though, Dave. Is that it's not. It's all great and well, and it sounds amazing. But you could call Clint right now and ask him. I guarantee, if I FaceTime Clint right now, he's dealing with some type of bullshit. Because there is a lot of problems that come with that.
Who rents a slingshot? Think about, you don't have to say it. Think about the demographic that rent. That like, I'm going to Miami to rent a slingshot. Do you want to deal with that?
No.
Okay,
fair.
And some of the people that are trying to reach, some of the people, dude, we have people, Clint and I have had people call us that are like, hey, you know, this car is.
Silly Willy. Shout out Silly Willy.
What does that say?
Silly Willy slingshots, Jersey Shore's hottest place for slingshot rentals.
I respect you. You were about to say something.
So the tie-in business credit, I think a lot of my demographic, maybe it's like first-time home buyers, or maybe they've owned a few properties. So another great spot the business credit could be inserted is it just helps with the capital stack. Let's say you buy a property, it's a fix and flip, and you take out a construction loan, right? You buy the property, you get, what, 90% LTV, and then they'll cover 100% of the construction?
I would say 85 to 90% loan
to cost.
Is that
typical?
Yeah. Loan will cover 85 to 90% of the total capital stack.
Okay, cool. So let's say you bring your own money to the table, and then you close in the property. You have to come up with that first, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to start the construction project. You insert the 0% interest capital there, get the project off the ground, and then you could replenish with the construction loan. Mm-hmm. So it's another just great way to start these projects. And also, what a project has ever been done on time or on budget?
Yeah. Dude, also, think about it, right?
None.
If you go to...
Zero.
If you theoretically, not even theoretically, you could go to somebody like you and get three lines of credit for $150,000 each, right? Let's round it up. Say you get $500,000 at 0%. You can go do a fix and flip with $500,000 at 0% interest.
Yeah.
You can do it for... It is not costing you a dollar. Your cash-on-cash return is infinite. You have no cash in the deal.
Yep.
Am I missing something? Like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So long as you can make more than 0% on your money. Well, I mean, there's points and stuff involved in the transaction. Yeah. But the way that me and Eric are utilizing our business credit and our business line of credit is just dumping into our debt fund.
Yep.
The debt fund's going to yield astronomically more than the cost of capital. So, like... It's just free yield, right? It's like, it's not like we have $1 million liquid sitting in our bank accounts. We could dump that into the debt fund and get, like, let's just say a 20% yield on our money. Let's just say just arbitrary number, 20% yield on our money. We make $200,000. Or we could get $1 million of free money, 0% interest. Maybe it cost me a couple points, right? And make 20% on that. Right, and so I just made the arbitrage between the cost of capital and the money and the yield that we're producing through our debt fund as an investor is $100,000 of free money this year. That's just unbelievable.
You made it out of thin air,
and then I take that $100,000 that I would have sunk into that investment, would have been stuck there. I couldn't make. There's opportunity costs involved. Now I take that and I buy more properties with it, right? And then I cost it. It's just so like. It's just more capital. Dude, if you could tell me to borrow $1 billion at 8% right now, I would do dirty, dirty things for 8% money, of $1 billion of 8% money. I really would.
Or not that you can get a billion, but what about $1 million of 0% money?
I would take that in a heartbeat. So, yes, this is a...
This is something that could really start, in my opinion, that could really... You can, with this tool, you can start the snowball effect immediately with none of your own money.
Absolutely.
If you have a half-decent credit score and half a brain.
And another thing is, a mistake I made is I brought all these partners for a $50,000 check. I could have just kept all the equity and gone to the bank and used OPM.
Right.
Yes. You know, and not give up the equity, especially when you're first starting off. Maybe you want to raise that small chunk, you know, that $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Just go to a bank. You just have to structure yourself correctly.
This is exactly how Ryan Pineda did his first
flip. I just literally spoke to a guy... I spoke to a guy yesterday. He's like 75K short for a fix and flip. For whatever reason, I didn't think
to get this funded in less than a week.
I'm going to make an intro literally right now.
Cool. Oh, another example of someone that we got funding. Shout out Basil. He won't mind me throwing his name out. Got him.
You know Basil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Good guy, by the way. He served our country, like, young dude, like, really just grinding right now. We got him, I think he got a Maybach that he listed with you guys.
Yeah, you got him. How much did you get him?
$150,000.
$150,000. He went and bought a Maybach, a Mercedes Maybach car.
Yeah, yeah.
That is now Lux is managing and renting it out. And he is, I was just looking at the report this morning. I'm pretty sure he made, like, maybe like $5,500 or $6,500 this month, January.
Yeah, is that net or gross?
That's net, wow. Net to his pocket.
That's which beautiful.
Which means that
to
we
his
net,
pocket.
Yeah, well,
I don't understand why we're not doing it.
Which means we netted.
Why don't
double
we do that?
Hang on, let me just. I just want to make sure I have this correctly. So if someone's listening to this, they could get $200,000 with me, invest in a car that you guys manage, right?
And
Lux,
they can go buy a car that Clint and I and the team will rent out in Miami.
Yeah.
Or they can go buy a single family fix and flip from leverage companies. Or they could take their $100,000 and invest it in the Brick City Capital Debt Fund. Or right. Anything.
There's a million ways to make money.
It's just it's arbitrage.
Access the money to have it.
You borrow at 10, you invest it at 20, you make 10% of free money that year.
Simple money.
I think if you're weighing those opportunities, right? Like if you want to get into real estate, you want to buy properties,
capital is not an excuse anymore.
Yeah, you should do that. If you want to just make decent return, dump it in a fund. It could be our fund. It could be any fund. Dump it in a fund. Make 12% on your money. And that's found money you wouldn't find anywhere else. If you 12% on $100,000, you make $1,000 a month.
Right. What's
$1,000? And then, or if you want to,
your car payment.
If you want to be a baller, shot caller, and buy a car, do that too.
We have tons of people that Clint would really be better to speak on this, but there's a ton of guys that are just
you can't reach him. He's too busy.
A ton of guys are just like most of what that business is. Not to get sidetracked, is really privately managing stuff for guys, meaning the guy that lives in Miami 6 months out of the year and the guy in New York 6 months out of the year. When he goes back to New York, he's like, John, Clint, take my car, my house, and my boat and rent it all out, right? So it's a lot of that.
Yeah.
But now guys like Willie, he's like, wait a second. If I go get 0% interest money for 18 months from you, right, to 50,000, I could put that down on a car. I'll make that 50,000 back in 6 out of the 18 months where it's 0% interest. And then after that, I'm just making free money on nothing. I'm like,
thanks.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It is that simple. Obviously, you have to get rented out. It does happen. People crash cars.
Right.
Shit gets flaked. It does happen. But it is that easy, assuming all else works.
The fact is that there is risk involved in everything that you do.
Yep.
Borrowing money from getting a business loan, business credit card, business line of credit, investing it into cars, debt fund, real estate, there's risk. But scared money don't make no money. And so if you don't want to invest your money and you want to sit on the sidelines like a little bitch your whole life and complain about how everyone else is, oh, this guy's a scammer, this guy's doing big, this guy's lying on Instagram. Well, guess what, buddy? Grow a pair of balls and start getting to work. Because I'm every day I get another guy calling me a scammer on Instagram. I'm getting real tired of these motherfuckers.
And I'm gonna tee off of that because the kid that we know.
Sure.
The kid that we know that does what you do on a very large scale, I had seen his Instagrams, like the reels and whatnot Clint had sent to me before he introduced me to him. And I didn't think it was, but I'm looking at it and I'm like,
What is this?
I see this all the time. Is this true? Is that is this all true?
Right.
How are you making this amount of money? Are you really in the $20,000 a month penthouse? Do you really have the 50K Rolex? Are you actually doing what you're saying you're doing? And then I saw everything that he has everywhere on paper when I went to go do his loan. And that's when I picked up the phone and called you. I was like,
this is real.
This is real.
Yeah.
We have to figure out whatever me, Dave, and Eric can do and anybody that we're involved with can do to help you.
Sure.
We have to 200 extra business because it's super scalable and it's applicable to everything that we do and everybody that we talk to.
100%.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
100%.
Yeah, it really might be one of the most scalable businesses ever.
Yeah.
It is because what business where you get them, you succeed with them, you fulfill them, and then they pay you with the proceeds that you got them. Yeah, there's no down payment to start.
Yeah.
I can't sleep any night. I'm just up just thinking about this in my room.
It's crazy.
It's actually insane.
If I sent a text message out to my lending database and said,
I wouldn't do that yet.
But if I did do it.
Let me scale on my end.
Theoretically, if I did that and you got 300 inquiries.
That's what's going to happen. It would be maybe more. Yeah, because I need to bring in more Robins to handle that.
It would be 300 a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you guys are undershooting that. I think it'd be way
it
more.
It would be insane.
Yeah.
Way more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it would be absurd. There's your 200 people a month at a 10K average fee. That's $2 million a month right there. Boom.
This is the problem with business is that it's so exciting. Everything is so exciting
until Eric's you're in the trench.
You know, like,
bro, I've been thinking this the whole time. No, that's why I've been like,
do you remember?
I've been dipping my toe. I'm like,
do you remember when I first called you about this?
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, yo, I don't remember what I said, but I'm happy to talk.
Sean called me and he's like, yo, this is a big opportunity. I said, Sean, like, I finally got focused.
I started with saying, we have to stay focused on what we're doing, each of us. This is not shiny object syndrome, but this is. This is applicable to everything and everybody that we're already talking to and what we're doing.
It's ancillary income, like without much effort.
But for us, for you guys and me on the brokerage side, but you guys on the Brick City side, this tool is not only making us money, but it's allowing us to get these deals done. Right? The guy that's short 50, 60 grand, like.
How many people are there?
It's right there.
It's right there.
It's the solution to get our deals done in the things that we're focusing on, you know?
Absolutely. I love it. This is awesome, man.
You see Devin just cruising around out there. That's
look, insane. we're gonna wrap up here.
What last questions do you have? Because I don't want to walk out of this room and be like, fuck, I should have talked about that. Any other things that you're on about? Any clips you think that would go crazy?
I mean, what's you're like the credit score and credit report guru in my eyes, and I think their eyes.
Sure.
What's the best piece of advice that you could give to somebody that's either A, trying to get started in any type of venture, real estate, or any other type of, you know, really anything.
Right.
Or B, somebody that's got a fucked up credit score for whatever the reason may be. Maybe they missed payments, business was slow last year.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice you could give to somebody right now that has shitty credit?
So I'm going to paint this with a super broad stroke because I could be answering you for an hour.
Yeah, it's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah, that's loaded, brother. But essentially, if you're in the game of business, you need a good credit score. Again, you're swimming upstream if you're going into business with a bad credit score. It's not going to work for you. You need to repair that first before you get into business. I know it sucks. I know it takes time. And let me be real with you guys. Let me set expectations. Credit repair, if you've missed payments, there's two different things. There's credit repair and there's credit consulting. Credit repair is you've missed payments. You have lates, collections, derogatories, bankruptcies. That's repair. Credit consulting is removing things from your file, like previous addresses, removing inquiries, adding things to your file, adding authorized users. So you need two of those different zones fixed. But sort of to answer your question, what would someone do that's starting a business that has bad credit? We give all our credit repair information away for free. I'm not here to sell anyone on credit repair. I have 100 modules on my school community that we give away for free. Now, fixing your credit, it's not supposed to be super easy. Because guess what? If it was easy to fix your credit, then no one would pay their bills and we'd live in anarchy. So it does take time. But everything on your credit needs to be accurate and verifiable. And if it's not accurate and verifiable, we can delete it. Now, what does that mean? If you're like, yo, I can dunk, I'd be like, okay, show me. If you can't show me, that's non-verifiable. So that's how we get a lot of deletions.
I'm nowhere tall enough to dunk.
That's how we get deletions is that, like, if Troy says, hey, I have 100 hinge matches, I'm like, okay, verify that information. Let's go.
And he has 250.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. No, damn, I'm kidding.
That is verified.
I look, I did all right. I deleted a lot of people.
But to bring that point home, if the beauty about credit repair is you have all the laws on your side. As a landlord, you have all the laws against you, right? You know, like for example, you have to provide all these notices and all this crazy stuff. But with credit, all the consumer laws are on your side because you're a consumer. So if it's not 100% accurate and 100% verifiable, you can delete it. So to answer your question, I would just say join my free school community. There's 100 videos. You can fix your credit yourself. If you don't have the time, you don't want to do it, I can hook you up with someone with my team and we can fix your credit.
Okay.
But more, you know, we're more funding. And we do that because we have to set up the file. Because if you come to me and you barely qualify, guess what? You're barely going to get any money. Mm-hmm. But if you come to me with a beautiful credit file, $25,000, $50,000 credit limits that we can put you on, we can get you that $250,000 at 0% for really whatever you need it for.
Okay. I have one last question too. Sure. So you market... You promote that you can get people $5,000 to $250,000 in unsecured funding, right?
Read my Instagram bio. That's
I have read it quite a few times. So you can get people $5,000 to $250,000. What would you say the dollar amount that you see people easily getting approved for?
easily.
Like, would you say most people are, you know, the general person with a 720 FICO score could get 50 to 80,000 pretty easily? Like,
yeah, it's pretty easily. That's like two conversations.
Okay.
We get them that, you know, I'd say 100 is really like easy.
100,000.
Yeah.
100,000.
Because we can even do some on the business side, maybe 10 to 15 on the personal side to not put their DTI too crazy. So like 100,000 is like all day.
Got it.
All day. I can do $100,000 with someone for $4 an hour from the Philippines. They can run the complete file. And then you bring in someone like Devin that gets them from the 100,000 to 250, where it's like really niche credit unions, really niche, you know, data points.
Yeah. So once you start working with somebody, say you get somebody $100,000 in unsecured funding, 0%, you know, funding, you're not done with them then, right? Like at that point, you're going to get them up to 250 as long as they want it, right? Like
I'm done when they tell me to stop. Yeah. You know, we've had people where we've gotten them 100,000. Hey, just ran through that, need another 50 to finish this renovation. I'll hit you back in 6 months. I'm going to start another renovation. I'm like, perfect. Hit me up. So it's like a file is never really gone.
Yeah, file's never really closed.
Yeah, because someone finds another opportunity. Like, hey, I need another $50,000. I'm going to turn that to 100.
Evan, real quick, before we wrap, where do the people find you?
Yeah, so Instagram is Bowery, B-O-I, Bowery Boy, like Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just hit me there. Also, if you hit me, I mean, there's going to be a
Bowery
link as well.
Boy, B-O-I.
We're going to do an affiliate link.
Yeah, we're going to have a Deals and Dollars affiliate link, but they should people should mention Deals and Dollars, Eric, myself,
Dave. If you happen to see this and you just want the capital immediately, mention John, Eric, David's name. Mention everyone's name so I know who you are and I'll give you a little discount.
Love you, bro. Thank you so much.
This was awesome.
Yeah, this was amazing. Bro.